can settle down now. You don't need to poke around the room, though. Though we've got our heart rate up to quite a bit. That was the only thing about those polkas. You do one of them, and then you have to sit down for a while, unless you're in one of those polka dancing shapes. But somebody who's in good shape, she keeps her health is top line. She's one of those athletes. In fact, she was a pole vaulter in her early days, but she is a neuroscientist with the U.S. Army. She's joining us this morning, Captain Allison Brager. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I am great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure. Did you ever do polka in your time at all, growing up in Youngstown?
Yes, I have. I was just going to mention that. So my family are Macedonian immigrants, so I have done my fair share of polka at, Slovak festivals and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're here to talk about getting, you know, any kind of dancing or activity helps reduce stress, but also we got to get our sleep in order. And you're here to talk about that, especially during this time when everybody's worried about different things, their schedules are changed, nothing is normal, but you want us to help get our sleep back to normal. What's the first thing we need to do that?
So the first thing is getting on a very consistent schedule. Even if you can't get the number of hours of sleep you want in a night, if you're at least going to bed the same time every night and waking up the same time every morning, that right there is already setting you up for success. Another thing is during the day, since a lot of us are home, make sure that you're operating in an area of your house where you're exposing yourself to bright sunlight, because that bright sunlight will help remind our bodies that it needs to be alert and performing at our best. But it's also going to provide that natural source of vitamin D that is actually very good for the immune system to make sure that we're maintaining a healthy immune system and immune response during this pandemic.
So what you're telling me is to follow my cat around the house, because they seem to find the spot where the sun comes in. And they lay there and
absolutely,
they're really enjoying that. But of course, you study of people who are surviving under extreme conditions with the Army and all sorts of things like that. What can we learn from those studies that can help us in this time?
So it's all about building resiliency. So, you know, when you think about exercise, the reason why we exercise is because it provides a small, healthy amount of stress. And through that small, healthy amount of stress, our bodies actually rewire itself to be better. So we become fitter by being exposed to these minute bouts of stress. So that's something that we would practice in our life, not just physically making sure that we're maintaining our exercise schedule through this, but mentally as well. It's just sort of spend 10 to 15 minutes a day and engaging in some mental challenge, whether it's a crossword puzzle or some activity for work that you normally don't want to do, but you know you have to do it. Just setting up these little small challenges mentally and physically for yourself.
We've all had to make some adjustments during this pandemic time. How about for you? What really sort of got your goat, so to speak?
So for me, it's been about appreciating the little things. As you know, I've been on the front lines in New York City leading the COVID-19 response laboratory. I actually I came back home yesterday, and I'm actually headed towards Youngstown as we speak to see my parents and pick up my dog. And so just appreciating the little things, I mean, it's true for people at home, too, is, you know, be grateful that you're healthy. Be grateful that you have more time with your family. You have more time with your dog. How cool is it that you can be home and just, you know, hang out with your cat and your dog all day?
We always talk about the medical teams about that, but the Army, there's the different parts of the services that are really taking part in helping out in this cause, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I was one of those individuals. I got the call about 2 months ago, and I had less than 24 hours to get out to New York City to help lead the COVID-19 lab. Like I said, I stopped home in Ohio and Youngstown to drop off my dog, see my parents, and head out. But we had this amazing effort in New York City between all the joint services, so the Army, the Navy, and we worked with the Public Health Service and FEMA in order to set up a standalone field hospital inside the Javits Convention Center to sort of reduce the overflow that was occurring in the local hospitals.
Well, we know that our military really works well with logistics, and a lot of times at the first part of this, that's what it sort of became. What can you give people, maybe some tips? We talked about a little bit of getting the sleep for the stress. Just maybe words of encouragement, because the news that keeps coming out, we hear this words about, you know, our worst winter in our history is coming up. So it's even looking farther ahead with sort of glum news. What can we look, you know, sort of separate from that and still stay healthy?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's such a thing as like news purging. Only limit yourself to, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a day and never have the news on in the background. But when it comes to sleep, actually, we have done these studies within the Army to show that if you're banking up and sort of loading up on sleep in preparation for stress, then you're going to be much better off when the stress actually does arise, because you have, you know, room in your gas tank, your sleep gas tank, if you will, in order to handle the stress. These are studies that we've done with soldiers downrange, and what we try to implement is that as long as you're loading up on sleep before you go out on your mission, you're better prepared to handle your mission and to recover from it than if you're not sleeping on the front end.
All right, sounds great. Any place people can go to get some good information on this, just to kind of follow up on some of this as well?
Yeah. So I have a popular science book. You can buy it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Meathead, Unraveling the Athletic Brain. It sort of chronicles my own personal experiences of being an athlete in Youngstown, Ohio, with my career as a neuroscientist. And then you can also find me on Instagram at DocJockZZZ.
Sounds great. Or Captain Allison Brager, we appreciate your time, neuroscientists, getting some good information out this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. It was great. It was 8:50 at AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. She's a pole vaulter, Craig.